scientists will receive $5 billion in government funds for research grants into cures for cancer, heart disease, autism, and other diseases. President Barack Obama made the announcement this morning at the National Institutes of Health, or NIH, in Maryland.
In cancer, we're beginning to see treatments based on our knowledge of genetic changes that cause the disease and the genetic predispositions that many of us carry that make us more susceptible to the disease. But we've only scratched the surface of these kinds of treatments because we've only begun to understand the relationship between our environment and genetics in causing and promoting cancer. So through the Recovery Act, the NIH is expanding the Cancer Genome Atlas, collecting more than 20,000 tissue samples to sequence the DNA of more than 20 types of cancer. And this has extraordinary potential to help us better understand and treat this disease. And cancer has touched the lives of all Americans.
Obama also touted investments in research on the treatment and prevention of heart disease, which Obama calls the leading cause of death in the United States.
Since 1948, for example, researchers have been following generations of residents in the town of Framingham, Massachusetts, to better understand the cause of cardiovascular illness. Now we have a chance to study the DNA of these participants and connect what we know after decades of observation to what we'll soon know about their genetic makeup. And perhaps we can identify those who are likely to get high blood pressure or high cholesterol and find ways to intervene before heart disease even develops.
The funding from the $787 billion economic stimulus package known as the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act represents the largest ever infusion of funding into autism research, according to the president.
Across the country, grant recipients will have the opportunity to study genetic and environmental factors of a disease that now touches more than one in every 150 children. And what we learn will hopefully lead to greater understanding, early interventions, more effective treatments and therapies to help these children live their lives and achieve their fullest potential, which is extraordinary.
Besides the research and health benefits of the stimulus infusion, Obama says the investments are also good for the economy.
They'll create new jobs, tens of thousands of jobs conducting research and manufacturing and supplying medical equipment and building and modernizing laboratories and research facilities all across America. And that's also what the Recovery Act is all about. It's not just about creating make work jobs, it's about creating jobs that will make a lasting difference for our future. From the beginning, our goal has been to rescue the economy at the same time as we're laying a new foundation for lasting economic growth. And central to that foundation is a healthcare system that can deliver the treatments and cures you discover in an affordable way.
Obama also used his appearance at the NIH to continue to push for reform of the health insurance system.
After all, decades of research make no difference to the family that is dropped from an insurance policy when a child gets sick. And breakthroughs with the potential to save lives don't matter when your insurance doesn't cover a pre-existing condition. And as costs rise and rise, that leaves less and less for the kinds of investments in healthcare and in basic research that will actually improve our well-being. That's why we're working so hard to pass long overdue reforms.